lot of fun going on, reading every story in book one. They were so easy. Maybe I should do that. And no, and I could read them at speed. I was surprised. Yeah.
Okay.
Kavshu. Kavshu. Vocabulary.
Okay.
This is a
story, right?
Yeah. Kavshu. Remember, verbs, nouns, adjectives, adverbs. Kavshu. Yehoshua kavash et Yericho. Kavash. Conquer.
And conquer.
Kavshu. However, in modern Hebrew, when you conquer the pickles, you pickle them. Lichbosh. Yeah.
So it's conquer is kavush, kavash.
Ah, so is conquered will be kavush.
Kavush.
Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim kvusha.
Kvusha.
Ve-48 Yerushalayim haita kvusha. It was conquered by the other side. ב-67, 1967, ירושלים כבושה על ידי ישראל, אוקיי? אספו. אסף, אוסף, אוספת, אוספים אספות? אוספים ספרים, אוספים מכתבים, אוספים קולט. אספו, גם פעל, א' סמך פ' קולקט, לאסוף. זה ליך בוש, וזה לאסוף. לאסוף.
But if this is not in the story, but we need to have it anyway.
We need to have everything.
Why do you need to have it, Roman? Because you know one form for the story. I assume you know all the other forms. Each root in Binyan Pa'al has four Benoni Po'el, four Benoni Pa'ul, has 10 forms for future, has 10 forms for past tense, and has four forms for Tzivui. It has Shem Po'el, has Shem Pe'ula, and you need to know all of them.
I
give you the root and I tell you the binyan, you
will.
Need to know the whole thing.
I don't, it's so hard.
No, you do
no,
know. That's the thing, you do know.
We know it, we just need to
repeat
it a lot to internalize it.
Yes, sir.
Asfu, did you say the meaning is it? Yes.
Collect, to gather.
Okay.
To gather
but,
things.
But gathered, when it's the, whatever, the participles.
Le esof is to gather. The participle? Osef, osefet, osfim, osfot, and the passive participle, asuf, asufa, asufim, asufot. Ha'alim, shel, bastav, bastav, ha'alim, noflim meha'etz, noshrim. As, anachnu holchim lagan, anachnu osfim et ha'alim. Nachon? Ha'alim, asufim, they are collected. Okay?
Okay.
Who means he?
No, why he?
Who?
The beggar.
No?
What's the suffix?
Oh, they get it.
Nahon. Hit. Kifu.
Again.
Attack.
Oh.
Who is doing the action?
They.
They. Which binyan is it then? And what's the word?
It's a.
It's
a.
Kash.
That's right. Thank you very much. Those of you who conjugated hitchil know exactly this is another what? It's okay.
I conjugated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It always it's confusing.
Heat
here is confusing.
Oh, of
but
course.
It is
here.
Hitchil.
Right.
And it's past tense. Then heat.
We came upon themselves.
Nachon, we. Regesh. So, which one?
They're both.
So, מה זה הרגיש and he feel? Fear. התרגש and התפעל. When you feel inside, get excited. To get excited. התרגשנו.
We were excited.
We got excited. בשופר תוקעים. הוא תקע בשופר. Blow the shofar. That's specifically for shofar. תקע בשופר. Okay.
What are we supposed to do with this? We're supposed to do this now or in the coma?
Coma. I always introduce vocabulary in class and you take notes about it because the book doesn't give you all the notes about the verb or the noun. I always have something to say about the vocabulary.
But you gave us extra vocabulary.
No, it's all in the book.
Us fu is not in the story.
Because there are a few chapters, the vocabulary continues on the next chapter, on the next page. Okay. All right. Gvul. Gvul is a border. Gvul is a border between countries. Gvul, like the, it's masculine noun, but the plural is gvulot. And you also talk about gvulot of behavior. You know, you
quite appropriate borders of behavior.
Yeah. What do you call borders of behaviors?
Is it appropriate behavior? Boundaries?
Boundaries. Yeah. That's what we call it. That's boundaries. Kotel.
Wall.
What wall?
The big one.
Is this also a wall?
Yeah.
So they got kotel. So what's the significance of the kotel?
It's because the kotel. It's
because the kotel is actually the wall. It was a wall of the not of the Beit HaMikdash, of the outside of the Beit HaMikdash, actually. It was the fence, the wall on the outside. It's the wall of the wall. You understand what I'm saying? There are two different words in Hebrew.
Is this not used for it's not used for a normal wall in a person's house?
It's a high Hebrew. What's the Hebrew word for a wall in the house or in the classroom? Kir. So there are synonyms. Kir. The plural here is k'talim, but the plural here is kirot, both masculine. Yes? Kotel k'talim. So, look. The rabbinic Hebrew there is a saying, ma she'ne'emar bein ha'k'talim shel ha'cheder hazeh lo yotze ha'chutza. Whatever he said. Between the walls of this room, doesn't go out. They don't use kirot. They use k'talim. מה שנאמר בין בכותלי החדר הזה.
Holy.
The kotel, ha-kotel is the western wall. And what is its full name? In English, the wailing wall. We do not call it the wailing wall.
Not anymore.
We call it the western wall. Ha-kotel ha-ma'aravi. Why? Because it was on the western side of the wall. You understand?
Side of the sunset.
Isn't it interesting? That's exactly right. Because that means that the whole temple is actually exactly under their temples. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what exactly it means. Isn't it amazing?
Okay.
How? Must say how?
Mountain.
The harim?
Mountains.
So, מה זה זית?
Is it harim or horim?
Harim, למה הור? הורים are parents. Harim.
Okay, well, last night in group class we had horim. No?
Horim, yes, but it's parents. They were parents.
No. Wait, it was mountains.
Hey,
harim. I'm pronouncing it wrong then.
No. Hey, harim yirkedu cha'elim. We never said horim for mountains.
Okay.
Never.
Okay, we blew it.
So tell that.
Harim, always harim is mountains. Yeah.
What is the line that you say when you get married?
Hare.
Mikadeshetli. Mekudeshetli.
Hare at. Mikudeshetli.
Yeah. That's in Aramaic. That's a, yeah. It's also Aramaic. It's a different word. It's a connecting word. It's not.
Hare.
It just hit me.
Zeytim, Zayin is an olive. Zeytim are olives. How do you say amount of olives?
Hal Hazetim,
right? Hal Hazetim. There is a mountain in Jerusalem called Hal Hazetim, right? Because that mountain, Hal Hazetim, has lots and lots of ancient olive trees on it. Hal Hazetim is a place in Jerusalem. Betzofim. Sofim. Sofim are scouts. It's a participle, you see? Sofet, sofat, sofim, sofot. Kmo roe, roa, roim, root. So what is the mountain of the scouts? What do we call it?
Mount
Scopus. Mount Scopus.
Oh. Sofim,
halatzofim. So hal hazetim ve hal hazofim. Two places in Jerusalem.
Does that come from
Yitzbot? Betach. What's the root? Sofim goes here too. It's a participle. It's also a verb. Sofim ba televizia. We talked about watching TV.
Yeah. Sofim.
Be televizia. Sofe be.
The seret.
Sofim ba seret. Okay. Reva. Reva is quarter. Quarter of something. Okay, reva pizza, reva uga, about a quarter of a city. How many quarters? I mean, there are four quarters in Jerusalem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Each quarter is called rova. Reva is when you talk about math. Rova is the quarter of the city. Okay?
So, I can't see the reva. What's
reva is segol.
Okay, there's the the quarter is what's being
a quarter.
Right.
Reva dollar is a quarter. Okay, reva dollar.
Right.
But rova is the quarter in the city. Be'ezer rova ata gar? Ani gara barova hayehudi. Barova hayehudi. Okay, harova hamuslimi. Harova hanotzri, the harova ha?
Armenian.
Armenian, very good. You know, you're Jerusalem, don't you? Okay. Kever.
It's a good restaurant.
Kever
is like a casket, is it?
Mm-hmm. Kever is a gasket, and kever is also, no, it's not a gasket.
No,
that's kever.
Yeah.
Casket is not, it's a
room. Grave.
It's a room. Nachon, that's a grave.
Okay.
That's a grave. Because what is the verb? Kavar is the verb.
Is to cover, right? Or to.
Kavar is buried.
Right.
You bury someone. Who kavar et ha ish hamet?
And karov. Oh, sorry.
Karov
no,
is
no,
a.
Wrong.
Is close,
yeah.
Relative.
Yeah.
Switch letters.
Okay, sorry.
Kever is a, okay? Now, katef, but the plural is kvarim. It's masculine. Kvarim. And the book doesn't give you plurals. You need to put it in. Kvarim.
Yeah.
Katef is a shoulder. So we have two of them. What's the suffix?
Ayin.
So I have kte, spine. And what is a backpack in Hebrew? Or a bag for school, a school bag? Yalkut. Yalkut. It's coming from leket. Leket, when you come and collect. Leket.
Okay.
Yalkut is a backpack. Okay, Yalkut Gav is a backpack.
This is
no. Now, an officer in the army, Katsin, Katsin is an officer.
Just in the army, not in the police force?
Katsin is going to be any army forces, so police is considered an army force.
Okay.
Katsin. And we are using them for judgment in Krav. Krav, al har ha-chermon, Krav, a battle. יש מלחמה, ובמלחמה יש קרבות. Okay? Krav.
Is it masculine or feminine?
Krav, masculine. Irregular suffix.
Right.
Krav is a battle in a war. Milchama.
It's too close to get there.
I know. Lo yisagoyel, goy cherev, lo yimeduot, milchama. Krav has to do with milchama.
But it is close to Kevin.
It is, of course it is.
So people what do you call like the trenches?
When they go there, they end up there.
Right.
Now, what can you do?
Life is again means what?
What? When they go to the Krav, they end up in the Kever.
What is the Kever? Or the Kever?
Or close to it. Ka'ov le Kever.
That's because you're Israeli. You think
that. What's lost enough?
Okay.
No, Krav.
Okay.
Krav. Is that Krav?
No, the Krav. Krav.
It's
battles in a war.
What are those little things then under the
masculine? What masculine? Zachar, masculine.
Oh.
Okay. Adjectives. Antique is ancient. Antique. You hear antique in it?
Yeah.
Exactly. So Yerushalayim ha-atika. Old Jerusalem is called Yerushalayim ha'atika. And we don't say about a person that he is atik. We say
that's
it about
right.
Cities, okay?
Yeah.
And you say it about collection of antiquities, but that's it.
Right.
Sefer, lo atik. Sefer yashan. However, sha'on can be atik. Okay? It can be an antiquity. Sha'on...
has to be 50 years old.
Timeless.
Or a clock. Okay. Kadosh. What is Kadosh?
Holy.
Okay? Kadosh, the Shabbat. Kadosha. Okay? And everybody heard about the martyrs? Kadoshim me'onim are martyrs. Okay? Now expressions. As if the tortured holy ones. Okay? Ha'ir ha'atika. Ha'ir ha'atika. Ha'kotel ha'maravi. Ha'zeitim. Ha-Hatsofim, there are all places where Israelis fought over. Harova. Ha-Yehudi. Ve-Kever Kvarim, however we say cemetery, Beit Kvarot. Beit Kvarot cemetery. So, when you look at the vocabulary, what do you think is going to be in our story?
Oh, has to do with war.
Which war? The 67. You see the picture on 222?
I wanted to comment.
Yeah. What's your comment?
It says that they're standing on the wall, but it's not really part of the original.
Actually, they are standing exactly on the wall.
Wasn't this
67? No.
Right.
When you go to that corner,
like the top ones are not the original.
I will not argue the semantics of it. Semantics of it, because you know what happens when I argue the semantics of it, then the Arabs get legitimacy to get it. They think that if Jews say that, then it's okay. Sorry, don't say it.